This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, August 17th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Newsom opposed to water rights bill. GOP blasts Prop 13 reform. And Canada, again, targets California lettuce. Newsom administration opposes water rights bill. The powerful Assembly Appropriations Committee yesterday approved a bill to place more scrutiny on senior water rights in California. Despite the minor direct cost to the state, the Department of Finance expressed the administration's opposition to SB 389. The broad use of the authority could result in ongoing costs to taxpayers. Pre-1914 water right holders do not pay fees into the Water Rights Fund, which finances the State Water Board's oversight duties. Reviewing the senior rights could entail significant costs to the state, particularly when doing so would likely lead to considerably more litigation than according to the department. Keep in mind, Senator Ben Allen of Santa Monica recently amended SB 389 to ease the concerns of opponents. Yet the South San Joaquin Irrigation District pushed for more changes to ensure their senior water right is protected. Republicans blast Prop 13 reform. Republicans, businesses, and anti-tax groups are blasting Assembly Constitutional Amendment 1 for attempting to weaken Prop 13. Assembly and Senate Republicans held a press conference at the Capitol yesterday to rally opposition to the amendment. Voters passed Prop 13 in 1978 to cap property taxes. ACA 1 would lower the bar for cities and counties to override the ballot measure to impose new taxes to fund housing or infrastructure. It would also lower the two-thirds vote needed for local governments to raise bonds, dropping the threshold to a 55% approval rate. John Kalpel, president of Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, called it a pervasive twist to claim ACA 1 would benefit housing when voters passed Prop 13 to keep homes affordable. Remember, in 2020, several ag groups joined a business coalition to successfully defeat a ballot measure that proposed similar changes to Prop 13. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. WTO rules against some Chinese tariffs on U.S. goods. China had no right to hit U.S. exports, including farm commodities, with retaliatory tariffs 5 years ago in response to U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs. That according to a ruling yesterday by a World Trade Organization dispute panel. China acted inconsistently by imposing $3 billion worth of retaliatory tariffs that range from 15 to 25% on U.S. goods such as pork, oranges, walnuts, grapes, almonds, dairy, and broccoli, the WTO panel said in the ruling. The 15% tariff China placed on U.S. table grapes, for example, pushed import taxes from 13 to 28%. Subsequent tariff shifts pushed the Chinese tax up further to 58%, and U.S. table grape exports to China immediately plunged. The WTO ruling yesterday was immediately lauded by the Biden administration. The United States is pleased with the World Trade Organization panel report released today, recognizing that the U.S. Section 232 actions on steel and aluminum are security measures, and China illegally retaliated with sham safeguard tariffs, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative said in a statement. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Canada prepares to resume import burdens on California lettuce. Beginning September 28th, Canada will again begin temporarily requiring romaine lettuce from Santa Clara, Santa Cruz, Monterey, and San Benito counties in California to test negative for E. coli 015787, that according to a report from USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. The testing requirements will remain in place until December 20th. Romaine lettuce from other U.S. origins must be accompanied by proof of origin. Shifting Canadian restrictions on romaine lettuce from the Salinas Valley have been bogged down U.S. exports since 2019 after several outbreaks from bacterial contamination. At first, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency banned the import from romaine lettuce from the Salinas Valley, but then began requiring negative E. coli 015787 tests. These additional import requirements resulted in logistical challenges around sampling and diagnostic capacity. Consumers and wholesalers reported higher prices and were periodically challenged to source product, according to an FAS report that originated in the agency's Ottawa office. With potential threats to a consistent supply, wholesalers began seeking out additional suppliers. Mexico, FAS says, has been taking advantage of the restrictions and exporting more romaine lettuce to Canada as the U.S. market share drops. Impacts of Prop 12 on pork industry overrated, animal welfare groups say. The pork industry is overstating the impacts of California's Prop 12, which bars the sale of whole pork meat that comes from sows housed in gestation crates, that according to a new report from animal welfare groups. Animal Wellness Action and Center for a Humane Economy released the report to counteract arguments in favor of the EATS Act, a bill introduced in the House and the Senate that would prevent states from imposing production standards on ag products that are sold in interstate commerce. The Supreme Court upheld Prop 12 in May in a ruling that applies to a similar law in Massachusetts. Like Prop 12, Massachusetts law was passed by state ballot measure. Complete implementation of Prop 12 in California and Question 3 in Massachusetts collectively affects just 6% of the sales of U.S.-produced pork, and there is already sufficient supply capacity to handle that demand, the report said, adding that when considering all 50 states and the world as a whole, pork producers have 187 of 189 markets open to them that do not impose gestation crate bans. NPPC has said Californians consume about 15% of all pork domestically. Not all negative. The report says pork production already is changing and called U.S. producers, quote, the most innovative and progressive of all American livestock industries. FWS to look at listing of Pinyon Jay. The Fish and Wildlife Service says it will examine whether to propose listing the Pinyon Jay under the Endangered Species Act. The service issued a positive 90-day finding today on a petition submitted by Defenders of Wildlife to list the bird, which is found in Arizona, California, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Dakota, Utah, and Wyoming, and Baja California, Mexico. FWS cited, quote, adverse habitat treatments in pinyon juniper woodlands, increased wildfire frequency, invasive species, inadequacy of existing regulatory mechanisms, and climate change in making the finding, which triggers a 9-month review process before FWS decides whether to propose the bird for listing. Johnson, Freedom Caucus members not interested in delaying farm bill. Representative Dusty Johnson, a member of the House Agriculture Committee and chairman of the Republican Main Street Caucus, told reporters yesterday he doesn't believe the members of the right-wing Freedom Caucus are interested in delaying this year's farm bill. But the South Dakota Republican, who is close to House GOP leaders, said that some of the more conservative GOP members of the House may push for cuts in farm bill spending that would prevent the bill from getting the support it needs to pass the House. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Here's today's He Said It. Nobody wants to talk about biogas in fear of reprisals from the environmental community. That Brian Goldstein, Executive Director of Energy Independence Now, talking about the climate benefits of converting dairy biogas to hydrogen during a Senate hearing yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, August 17th, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.